Hare Krishna. Back in Budapest, of course I was back in Budapest yesterday as well, and going to be leaving for New Rajadhan in a little while. And tomorrow we're celebrating Govardhan Puja, celebrating it early. We'll be making the observance on the day as well, but it's when weekends are, except for Janmashtami. We try to put festivals onto weekends so it facilitates devotees, especially since they have to come out to the farm, and that's like an all-day trip. It's not something they can do during the weekday. Yesterday evening, after Damodar Ashtakam, I was speaking a little to devotees about why it is that we repeat this Damodar Ashtakam prayer, sing it every night for a whole month. What to speak of prayers like Guru Vastaka, Guru Vandana, and Hare Krishna that we sing every day, forever. But particularly because we're in this Kartik Mas, Damodar Mas, Urja, Vrata, different names by which it's known. It's particularly relevant to us. So that we really get to know, we repeat this wonderful pastime so that we become more familiar with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No doubt there is knowledge in different religions about God, or as we say, Godhead, because for us, God expands into many forms, therefore it has an original form of Govinda. And every religion considers that their Godhead is supreme. There's, otherwise, if they didn't consider that it was supreme, why would they worship him? Every religion thinks that their religion is the best, but when you say personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that immediately distinguishes Krishna consciousness from other religions, because unfortunately, for the most part, aside from Vaishnava traditions, not just Gaudiya Vaishnava traditions, but Vaishnava traditions, no one accepts, especially Western, no one accepts God as personality. So that's who you know is the Supreme Godhead. The Supreme Godhead is where he's worshipped as a person. Where he's not worshipped as a person, he's not supreme. He's just an aspect. And neither is that religion supreme that denies the personality of Godhead. And we're worshipping Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it's not just a phrase, it's actually truth. And what does it mean? Personality. What kind of person is he? Alright, you accept someone that you've heard about from a distance as a person, but you don't really know him. However, in order, and this is described in the song that we sing, in order to attain his abode, you need to get to know him. Just like you can't get into somebody's house, live in someone's house unless you know that person and you're in good with that person. And you certainly can't be strangers. Even a stranger is a person, but you can't be strangers with someone. You have to become intimate with them in a very general sense. And so Supreme Personality of Godhead, the more that we sing this song, Damodar Ashtakam, Namam Ishvaram, Sat Chit Ananda think with proper consciousness, the more we will get to know him. Like when you're digging. If you're digging and you're just taking earth and you're putting it from one part of the hole into the other part of the hole, then in short you're getting nowhere. You just stay in one place. You may be going through a lot of labor and you may be lifting shovelfuls of earth every time, but when you lift earth from one place and then put it right beside and then take the earth that you put out and put it back in the hole and lift it out, then you're not getting anywhere. You're not excavating anything and you're not getting any result. However, if you throw away what you dig out, throw it far away, then your hole gets deeper and deeper, and ultimately you excavate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, many wonderful treasures that are there, real treasures of devotional service. So repetition, when repetition is mechanical, it's like that. One just maintains material attachments. One continues one's materialistic concept of life and just repeat. I just say the words, but I actually don't penetrate, don't go deep. The effect of the words is to purify the heart, to free us from obstructions that interfere with us getting to know the Supreme Personality. But if we don't throw those obstructions far away, if we keep them close to us, then the hole never gets any deeper than one shovel deep. And there's not much on the surface over there. One needs to go deeply. And as we discard all of these material obstacles, then we go deeper and deeper into the truths of who Damodar is, who Mother Yashoda is, who Srimati Radharani is, why his belly was tied like this. And we get to know, we get to enter deeper into the personality of Godhead. And that's our opportunity. That is what's called meditation. Meditate means that you go deep, and there's unlimited depths in which to go in Krishna consciousness. It isn't that one has to do new things. That's the psychology of a Kanishtha. There always has to be something new. Well, what's some kind of new mystic mantra? What's the new pastime? What's something I haven't heard before or I haven't seen before? But that's not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is, if you just repeat and do nothing else, just repeat this one mantra over and over again, then it becomes ever fresh, ever new. There's nothing. You don't need new things, enhanced things, mystical things. This is a supreme mystical. But one needs to go deep, otherwise no matter how many mantras and how many processes and how many yajnas and how many other things one has, if one remains superficial, if we just throw the dirt from one side to the other and back and forth, then we never go deep, we never find the real treasures that, as Lord Chaitanya tells Sanatana Goswami, are actually our inheritance. Our inheritance that Krishna has left us. So Krishna has left us through the words of this Saikavata Muni, this eternal description of his eternal pastimes. And if we absorb and go deeply into these, then we learn more and more about who is the Supreme Person. Hare Krishna.